אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Israel has sworn a new prime minister, Naftali Bennett, replacing the long-serving Benjamin Netanyahu. Mr. Bennett is the head of a small, ultra-nationalist party, and will lead a very delicate coalition government. Cheers and chants, you hear, yes, Memshala, there is a government, on the streets of Israel, celebrated the announcement of a new prime minister. Israel's longest serving prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, stepped down after 12 years to make way for Naftali Bennett, a former ally of Mr. Netanyahu. The 60-59 vote ended a two-year cycle of political paralysis, during which the country held four deadlock elections. A millionaire and former high-tech entrepreneur, Mr. Bennett, will preside over a diverse and fragile coalition comprised of eight parties with deep ideological differences.
אנחנו בפתחם של ימים חדשים.
We are at the beginning of new days. The hardships, not an exaggerated word in this case, of forming a unity government are behind us. And now the citizens of Israel, all of them are looking up at us, and we must deliver. We will act together in partnership and responsibility to heal the rift amid the people and immediately bring the country back to functionality, regular functioning after a long period of paralysis and strife. We are looking ahead.
We heard Naftali Bennett promising to try and heal a divided nation. But the 71-year-old Mr. Netanyahu has made it clear that he had no intention exiting the political stage.
I stand here as an elected emissary for the public, for over a million Israelis who voted for the Likud under my leadership. And some million more citizens who voted for right-wing parties, knowing that they will be part of a government that I am heading. Thanks to them and for them, I intend to continue fulfilling the great mission of my life to ensure the state of Israel's existence, security and prosperity.
Committed supporters of the former prime minister are set to see him go. To them, he was a global statesman, uniquely capable of leading the country through its many security challenges.
He was great a leader for the Israeli people, and he kept the Judaism in Israel. It's very important for us.
But to his critics, he has become a polarizing and autocratic leader who use divide-and-rule tactics to aggravate the many rifts in Israeli society. Among those are the tensions between Jews and Arabs, and within the Jewish majority between his religious and nationalist base and his more secular and moderate opponents. Mr. Bennett is to lead for 2 years, then hand over to alternate Prime Minister Yair Lapid. Supporters of the new Israeli government were happy to see Mr. Netanyahu go, hugging and kissing on the streets.
I'm here celebrating the end of an era here in Israel, saying goodbye to our prime minister and celebrate our new two prime ministers, Naftali Bennett and Yair Lapid. And we want them to succeed and to unite us again and to be the country we want everybody feel welcome and accepted.
United States President Joe Biden congratulated the new government on Twitter, saying, I look forward to working with the Prime Minister Bennett to strengthen all aspects of the close and enduring relationship between our two nations. The new leader has vowed, as had Mr. Netanyahu, to oppose U.S.-led efforts to restore the international nuclear accord with Iran. Also similar to his predecessor, he opposes to the establishment of a Palestinian state and has made little mention of the Palestinians beyond threatening a tough response to violence. an executive committee member of the Palestine Liberation Organization, Vassel Abu Youssef, says Israel's new government will not make any meaningful change for Palestinians.
This extreme right-wing government, which includes the extreme parties, will only bring more escalation against Palestinians and bloodshed. Palestinian blood will be the fuel for this extreme right government. Therefore, this government will be no different from Netanyahu's government when it comes to escalation policy against Palestinians.
And Yohanan Plesner is the president of the Israel Democracy Institute.
End of a Netanyahu era, 25 years at the helm of Israeli politics, 12 years consecutively as prime minister, and this creates an opportunity for a change in discourse, change in the political climate, change in the rhetoric and in the divisive nature of our politics. And I hope this will bring the crisis to an end and put Israeli society and economy on a new trajectory.
I produced this story, but I'd like to thank Bernadette Clark for SBS News that actually written and found out all the grips for us. Our question is, who is Netanyahu Bennett? In history-making vote, Israel's 36th government was sworn in at the Knesset on the 13th of June, installing Yamina's chair Naftali Bennett as prime minister and ousting Benjamin Netanyahu after 12 years of being a prime minister. So Naftali Bennett, serving as the 13th and current prime minister of Israel since the 13th of June 2021. He served before as the minister for the diaspora affairs from 13 to 2019, as Minister of Education from 2015 to 2019, as Minister for Defense from 2019 to 2020. He has led the New Right Party since 2018, having previously led the Jewish Home Party between 2012 and 2018. Born and raised in Haifa, he was born in 1972. You can calculate how old he is. Bennett served in the Sayeret Matkal and Maglan Special Forces units of the Israeli Defense Forces, commanding many combat operations, and subsequently became a software entrepreneur. In 1999, he co-founded and co-owned the U.S. company Ciota, operating in the anti-fraud space focused on online banking fraud, e-commerce fraud, and phishing. The company was sold in 2005 for $145 million. He also served as the CEO of Saluto, an Israeli cloud computing service sold in 2013 for a reported $130 million. He entered politics in 2006, serving as chief of staff for Benjamin Netanyahu until 2008. In 2011, together with Ayelet Shaked, he co-founded the My Israel movement. And in 2012, he was elected as the party leader of the Jewish Home. In 2013, Knesset election, the first contested by the Jewish Home under Bennett's leadership, the party won 12 seats out of 120. He served under Prime Minister Netanyahu as Minister of Economy and Religious Services from 13 to 2015, before being appointed as Minister of Education in 2015. In December 2018, Bennett defected from the Jewish Home to form the New Right, a member of Yamina Alliance. After he lost his Knesset seat in 2019 election, he was dismissed by Netanyahu as education minister. He regained his seat in September 2019, only a few months later, and was appointed Minister of Defense before leaving the position the following year. In 2020, Bennett succeeded Shaked to become the leader of Yamina Alliance. And on 2nd of June 2021, Bennett agreed to a rotation government with Yair Lapid, whereby Bennett would serve as Israel's prime minister until 2023, after which Lapid would resume the role until 2025. Bennett, as I said, was sworn in on June 13, 2021. Let's find more about Bennett. He was born in Haifa on the 25th of March, 72. He's the youngest of three sons born to Jim and Myrna Bennett. They are American Jewish immigrants who moved to Israel from San Francisco in 1967, a month after the Six Days War. His father, with Ashkenazi Jewish roots, come from Poland, Germany, and the Netherlands, and his maternal grandparents moved to San Francisco from Poland 20 years before the outbreak of Second World War and relocated to Israel as seniors. And through his grandmother, Bennett is actually a descendant of a Rappaport rabbinical family and the medieval biblical commentator Rashi. And some of his mother's family members who remained in Poland were murdered in the Holocaust. And both Bennett's parents observed modern Orthodox Judaism. And after moving to Israel, they volunteered for a few months at Kibbutz Dafna, where they studied Hebrew. And then they settled in Haifa. And Jim Bennett was a successful real estate broker turned real estate entrepreneur, and Myrna Bennett was the deputy director general of the Association of American and Canadians in Israel. In summer 73, when Bennett was one, the family returned to San Francisco at the urging of his mother. With the outbreak of the Yom Kippur War in October 73, Jim Bennett returned to Israel to fight in Israel's defense forces, serving in artillery unit on the Golan Heights front. Following the war, the rest of the family returned to Israel at his request, as he was held in the reserve duty for months after the war. And Bennett's parents decided to stay permanently in Israel. When Bennett was four, the family moved to Montreal for 2 years as part of his father's job. Upon returning to Haifa, Bennett began attending Carmel Elementary School. And then when he was then the family moved again to New Jersey for 2 years as part of his father's job. He's got two brothers, Asher, a businessman based in the United Kingdom, and Daniel, he's an accountant for TSIM, the shipping services. And Naftali Bennett attended Yavne Yeshiva High School in Haifa, became a youth leader and with the religious Zionist youth organization Bnei Akiva. And Bennett was drafted into the Israel Defense Forces in 1990. He served at the Sayeret Matkal and Magellan Commando units as a company commander. And Bennett was discharged from active service after 6 years, but continued to serve in the reserve and attained the rank of major. Bennett served during the First Intifada and the Israelis in the security zone in Lebanon during the 1982 South Lebanon conflict. He commanded many operations, and after his regular IDF service, he received a law degree from the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. And you're listening to SBS, Shalom Australia, and we are talking about the new Prime Minister of Israel, Naftali Bennett. Bennett, by the way, moved to Manhattan in 2000 to build a career as a software entrepreneur. In 1999, he co-founded the Ciota, an anti-fraud software company, as I said, that was sold later for $145 million and was the CEO of Saluto, another technological company that was sold also for $130 million. He is described as ultra-nationalistic, and he describes himself more right-wing than Netanyahu. And he opposes the creation of a Palestinian state, and also in his politics, he supports cutting taxes. And in February 2012, Bennett published a plan to manage the Israeli-Palestinian conflict called the Israel Stability Initiative, and the plan was based in parts on elements of earlier initiative, what it is. He opposes to the creation of a Palestinian state, saying, I'll do everything in my power to make sure they never get a state. And he suggested in June 2013 that Israel must learn to live with the Palestinian problem without surgical action, a separation into two states. And in response to Israel's release of Palestinian prisoners in 2013, he said that Palestinian terrorists should be shot. In November 2016, Bennett was the election of Donald Trump. He actually considered that when Donald Trump came, he says the era of the Palestinian state is over. And in spite of his expressed right-wing views against the Palestinian state while engaging in coalition negotiations for a unity government with Yair Lapid and the other party leaders following the elections, during which he was offered the prime ministership, Bennett agreed to a policy of not annexing any territory in the West Bank and not to build any new settlement while serving as prime minister in the potential unity government. So that was his agreement. And Bennett believed in less government regulation of the private sector and that private business are the engine of the economy growth. He believes the key to reduce disparities is equality of opportunities and investment in education, especially in the periphery, in poor areas, the population of weaker economic background. By doing so, Bennett believes weaker population in Israel will be given the opportunity to succeed professionally and financially. Bennett also implemented reforms to lower Israel's high food prices, and he led a push to integrate Haredi men, many of whom are unemployed, into the workforce. And also, he wants to increase the employment rates among Israeli Arab women. We'll just have to see how the new fragile government will survive under the leadership of Bennett. As I said, in the government, you've got 8 parties, and it's all the wide spectrum of Israeli politics from the left and from the right. רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.